Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 25th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, or ZITF.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Well, under normal circumstances, it's quite significant because it's an opportunity for the country to showcase economic potential and investment potential.
Ukuba mkhulu, ngathi mkhulu, njengokusho kwami ukuthi ngenani lamakampani akade khona, nenani lama-exhibitions akade khona, ube mkhulu. Kodwa, anti yabona ukuthi i-exhibition, lapha ngathi sibe sile quantity, kodwa mina ngikhala nge-quality.
Ndiyani kubvumirana nemashoko akadaro nekuti makadarisa nyika dzizhinji pasi rese makadarisa economic history yenyika dzakawanda dzakambobi epiwa masanctions anotopfuura masanctions atinawo seZimbabwe nyika zhinji dzacho in fact nyika dzese dzatiri kuona dzakatobudirira zvakanyanyisa dzaunza strategies ekuti developa internal self-sufficient kana kuti import substitution industrialization.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, or ZITF.
President Robert Mugabe officially opened the 55th edition of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair today. Mr. Mugabe described the ZITF as one of the best platforms for business networking between industrialists and investors from Zimbabwe, Africa, and beyond. But Mr. Mugabe took a swipe at the West for imposing what he called illegal sanctions.
A total of 19 nations are participating. There are more than last year. The major foreign exhibitors at this international showcase are China and South Africa.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, kunjalo ke mfowethu lamhlanje.
Gibbs, nasi tirauti tinge tichitaura nezvemusika wekutengeserana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Unova musika wakakosha zvikuru unoitwa kamwe chete pagore. Iko kubulawayo City of Kings and Queens. Tichi tarisa kuti nyika dzinenge dzichiuya dzichiratidza zvigadzirwa zvadzo. Tirikunzwa kuti China ne South Africa ndo dzine mabhizimisi akati wandei auya ku musika iwoyo. Kunyange hazvo mwari kugununguna kuti mabhizimisi auya kuChina haasi mabhizimisi makuru asi mabhizimisi madiki. Asi tirikuona kuti gore rino kwauya nyika dzimwe nhatu kupfuura dzanga dziripo gore rapera kuratidza kuti zvinhu zvinenge zviri kufamba. Nekudaro tida kunzwa kubva kuvanhu zvikuru vari kunana Bulawayo kwacho nevamwewo vari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana dzeZimbabwe kuti muri kuona sei nyaya yeZITF uye muri kuendawo here, Gibbs?
Ye, kunjalo ke zvirukandava lamhlanje njengoba uBlessing seifaka kahle ke indaba yedu. Sikhuluma ngeZITF, siyakwazi umbukiso omkhulu sibili wamazwe wonke wenzelwa khona ngale kontuthu. Nxa sikhuluma ngontuthu ke sikhuluma lapho kulamabhizinisi amaningi kakhulu okukhona ama-industry uzokuthiwa niyasebenza nisema-industry kodwa amaningi asevaliwe. Sizwile ke ukuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe Blessing uvulile lamhla ke umbukiso lowo lapho akhulume khona sithi hayi ke i-trade fair ikhanya iqakathekile kakhulu. Waphinde wakhuluma ngama-sanctions. Siyakwazi ukuthi umongameli nxa esendaweni ezinjalo kuluma ngama-sanctions izijeziso ezafakelwa i-ZANU-PF abanye bakhe futhi abakhonapho. So ke asingazi ukuthi bekufaka ngaliphi kodwa okukhona ukuthi uthe umbukiso lowo ungani uya perfumula kancane.
Mhm. And Gibbs, I think we have our first two guests lined up. First from Bulawayo, we have Councillor Mulandu Ncube of Ward 1. Councillor Ncube, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. And we also have Chief Economist of the Labor and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Prosper Chitambara. Mr. Chitambara, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, we'll start with you, Councillor Ncube. You were attending the ZITF today. Tell us a bit about what you saw there.
I went to the trade fair, in fact, yesterday and today. I was so much disturbed because what I saw most there were government departments of Zimbabwe exhibiting and local authorities exhibiting. And I went to this hall where there was there were Chinese companies.
Mm-hmm.
But what disturbed me most, these were computer companies, cell phone companies. Which me, I had expected in such event we see big businesses being done. Construction, textile industry, big industries, because I believe this is a platform where we can get our industries in Bulawayo coming back, where we can see investors who will come and revamp Melin, revamp security mills. But to my surprise, I was disappointed. But well, I would like to appreciate, I saw cane food from Zimbabwe and that lot. This year they showed a bit better than what they exhibited last year, which is a sign of a little bit of growth in those two lines. And today there was an official opening where the president spoke about the so-called sanction. But then the crisis that we have is that we're at the business forum, where then you will see people starting to politicize the event. You are scaring the same wife that you want to propose to marry. So it's a crisis. It's a crisis that we are facing. In short, that is what I saw today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Mr. Chitambara, let me come back to you. Mr. Ncube is saying, he is not very pleased by the quality of people or companies that are at the International Trade Fair. They seem to be very small companies. He was thinking that this is the time for big business.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the expectation of most of us, what we are reading and what we are saying is concerning that only the small to medium enterprises from these trading partners are actually exhibiting. So I think it's a worrying trend, especially when you consider that what probably Zimbabwe needs at the moment are huge investment and capital inflows that can actually deal with some of the structural issues, especially with respect to infrastructure and also with respect to stemming the deindustrialization tide that has caught up with our economy. So I think it's a worrying concern, really.
Now, coming back to you, Mr. Ncube, what is the significance of the, official opening ceremony when you have a president that comes there and opens that kind of an event?
To me, to start with today, we saw a situation, an event that scared away investors. For instance, with the NPF crowd chanting their slogan, vulgar language. So it now portrays Bulawayo as a place where you cannot do business, because there are some people who want to do business away from politics. So it then paints the picture of Bulawayo as a city that does not have order, that does not have a place of politics and business. So no investor will put his money or her money where there is no separation of roles and powers. So to me, that event on its own, we need to work hard as a people now. because he spoke about the road, telling us that Robert Mugabe is very old. So he then asked the city of Nairobi where did he put the money. But yet he knows it clearly that is one of the cancellation of state that is affecting service. Yet we went there, we wanted to hear the clear policy and strategy of the so-called Zim assets. How is Zim assets going to turn into the theme of the trade fair? And what? How many companies have signed deals under the so-called Zim assets at the trade fair? And what are we going to do to build investor confidence? This is what was expected as the people of Zimbabwe and people of Bulawayo.
Let's bring in Mr. Chitambara. Mr. Chitambara, Mr. Ncube is concerned by politicization of such national events. I think Mr. Mugabe is the president of Zimbabwe, not the president of ZANU-PF. Why is it that at such events you have ZANU-PF supporters shouting obscenities like Councillor Ncube is saying? Does that help at all?
Actually, it doesn't really help at all. It doesn't really augur well in terms of our efforts at trying to woo investors and trading partners. Because a trade fair is a very, very important marketing tool for any country. It gives us an opportunity to probably strike trade deals, to strike even investment deals that will help to improve both prospects and also development potential in the economy. So when you have this kind of thing happening, it actually even affects those investors that are actually trying to attract into the country. They may actually even worry in terms of whether their investments, if they were to invest in Zimbabwe, whether their investments would be safe or not. So I think it's a worrying trend, and it really affects the overall investment climate in the country, because it increases the risk premium that investors actually attach to investing in Zimbabwe. So it's a disturbing trend here.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chitambara. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the ZITF. It started officially on Tuesday, and it is wrapping up tomorrow in the city of Kings and Queens, Bulawayo. Gibbs Regati, Inde Kumtere, Redo Yukutanga, Mkuma Semu Magadi.
Mkuma, Magasimba, Eri.
Ayu, Watiripo, Hanzi, Mkuma Semu, Zandi, Siye, Kana Magu, Enda. Murukuona senya ZITF imkoma sem.
Ini ndiri mumwe anogara ikoko kuBulawayo, but ndiri kujobekisa kubati. Ndokuwa kuti tikwanise tinyengerere vanoda kuzoita mabusiness muBulawayo. Kuti kuya kunikana uchinyenga muskana kuti aiwa uyaitidi mabusiness mabuildings akawanda ana chunga ana chi. Saka ndokuwa tifanira kunge tichikurudzira vari kuyazoni. Zvitatidzawo vanobva kune dzimwe nyika kuti uyai muti musenzesewo ti mabhizinesi ari muno vanhu vane mabasa zvataiziva kudhara taiti indastri yai paisina hembe dzakanaka tichi zvinhu zvakawanda wanda mabhizinesi akuva matongo oga
saka semaonero enyu chii chingaitwe kuti tidzokere paya patanga tiri kare hongu hanzi matakadya kare hanyaradze mwana asi chii chingaitwe nezimbabwe kuti idzokere munguva yekuti maindastri aishanda zvakanaka vanhu vachienda kumabasa
ipapa tofanira kuva tine vanhu vanonge vachienda kune dzimwe nyika vachinotsvagawo kuti uyai mudi muitawo bhizinesi zvokuti tine vamwe vanhu vamabhizinesi men dai vanogona kuita kusumudzira Bulawayo sezvayanga iri kudhara chitisona nhumbi chiitwa zvezvese I'm sure zvinhu zvinofamba handizivi kuti papapa hamene kuti tingapagadze sei but zvandiri kufunga indofungidzira kuti munhu nemunhu ari kuya kuzoona ipapapo aive nechito chekuti hatinyengerere varipo vachevo vakauya ivava vauya vazoita mabhizinesi muBulawayo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma semu Aiwa, nemi omwene wikendi yakanaka. Gibbs.
Yes, buwe kuweke baba ngombe kwa napo. Ngasanga kubuza ke umbuzo kuti siya kwa suji umkono mwelizo ufile. Ngasa sikangela katesi. Uya panzi. Singatu uya chona sibili. Uwa makama. Yeah. Ngako ke ubukaba kuti lo nyanga beku yaba ngonyona njani. Kulangale zeta ETF. Njuba katesi kule deflation lento zinjani.
Is going to bring back this economy, and he has been saying the presence here in MPC regulated economy. So now we expect the things they say yet. The mobile chief of Anayan, Ulavandavan Bandile, and the friends are our west, our east, they will help us. So this is this was the first year when ZANPF is a system question for coming 5 years. We expected them to bring those friends out of Nama business, as they say, and show us what we really for these coming 5 years, we are going to deliver what they promised the people. For instance, they said, well, they are going to offer 3 million jobs. But only about those two, 500,000 people have lost their jobs from July up to today as we speak. You see? So we're expecting them to bring companies that are going to provide those 3 million jobs. But what we really saw today is a sign of the Zim asset is going to be a Zim like village.
So, Zim asset to be ukuthi Zim asset to be a Zim liability. So, akujule kancane kolapho.
Ngoba engikucho ukusitshengisile ukubana ilizwe lethu lapho eliqhubeke khona esiya khona ngithi sizothwala ubunzima okuphindwe kaningi kudlula lokho esakhe sakubona. Ngoba awungeza kungitshela ukuthi wena lapho besithi singena khona e-trade fair sibone umtshina osetshenziswa ngomunye umuntu e-German ukwenza imbiza angithi siyebona uva icishwa manje uyangisho kutho isitende sasifakwa imitshina emangalisayo e-construction eyokumanufacture izinto ezijiyene kathesi sinabo va icishi bamawatshi. So ukuthengisani khonokho khona ngokwakho. The next thing that sendiye trade fair, in fact I think we need to put it this way, i-trade fair leyalo nyaka ibiyi-museum. We went there to see amapicture kaMugabe, went there to see ZANU-PF, where on ADV had a political party having a stand at the trade fair. Went there to see government department, went there to see I'm pleased I saw tourism industry that is locally owned. But they call Nanji. What the own name, it shows what things are not right. The light is flashing red. It gets like a fuel.
Yeah, ngiyathemba ukuthi umzwile lapha ke ututhini blessing. What Mr. Ncube is merely saying is that the trade fair this year is worse than last year. In the sense that you know, you can't see anything new there. He says it looked like a museum, and we had a political party exhibiting there, and at the end of the day he doesn't see whether it is truly a reflection of what the ZITF is supposed to be.
Interesting. Regai tinzwa kuti vatererwa ari kuti kudii mukoma trust makadii.
Tiripo baba makadiwo zvenyu.
Aiwa tiripo nhasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yezitf nekuedza kukwezva vemabhizimisi ekunze kuti vauye kuzouchika mari yavo munyika. Muri kuona sei?
Ndinoona chiri chinhu chakanaka kuti nyika ikava nevabatsiri vanenge vachigona kuita mabasa anoita kuti makambani asimukire, chinenge chiri chinhu chakanaka zvikuru. Saka zvose izvi zvinenge zvichida kuti vanhu vaise musoro pamwe. Vasiye zvokuita sokuti vanotsvaga kungoti zvingonaka dii rimwe kana kuti pavanenge vagere ivo, asi kurangarira munhu munyika yese kuti munhu unofanira kurarama. Nokuti ikozvino tikatarisa pamakore akapfuura, trade fair yakanga ichibatsira zvikuru munyika. Maisara mava nemari, maisara mava nevanhu vanenge vachikwanisa kuvhura makambani. Saka zvose izvo zvinhu zvichikwanisa kutibatsira.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma trust nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
zvakanaka inenda fara sikuru tinotina zvamunotiitira murambe makadaro.
Aiwa ndimi munotipasa manyemwe chirongwa ndechenyu tinotenda nekuramba muchititsigira.
Naika.
Tatenda mukoma. Tatenda mukoma trust. Regai tiende kuna mukoma pedzai. Makadi mukoma pedzai.
Ndinandi makadino.
Aiwa tiripo tiri kutaura nenyaya yezera ITF nhasi. Nenyaya yekukwezva vemabhizimisi vekunze kuti vauye kuzotangawo makambani munyika umu. Munoonawo senyaya iri mugango iyi?
Inhaurwa yakanaka asi chete zvinongoda kuti neumwe.
Koma pedzai nhare yenyu haisi kunyatsonzwika zvakanaka. Taura yenyasi ipa panenge paanani.
Ndikutaura kuti inyaya yakanaka yatiri kudai tipane pfungwa.
Regai tikufonerei zvakare mukoma pedzai. Nhare yacho inenge iri kuti netsei kana kuti mukambobva pamanga muri ipapapo tozokufonerai tichinzwa pfungwa dzenyu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Now coming back to you, Mr. Chitambara, how do you expect the ZITF to actually improve what it is from, you know, what from the economy right now? We can read that the problem is it's not performing very well. So at the end of the day, do you expect the trade fair to actually perform above expectations?
No. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the trade fair really does not, apart from just showcasing the trade and investment potential of the country, it doesn't, there hasn't been any pronouncement of any major policies say by the president on how, for instance, Zim Asset is faring, on how the government is actually dealing with the core or the structural issues that are actually impeding the inflows of foreign direct investment and even other capital inflows into the country. And the major issues here, I think, relate mainly to the high cost of doing business, and also to the lack of competitiveness in the Zimbabwean economy. So there hasn't been any pronouncements in terms of what government is actually doing to deal with those issues. So there's not going to be any major changes in terms of the cost in which our economy is actually going.
Now, coming back to you, Mr. Ncube, apart from business, I mean, this event, which is for almost a week, is supposed to bring some business activity to Bulawayo, say, in terms of hotels and, you know, tourism in general. How is it like?
It not bring much business as we expected. I think the only hotel that was fully booked was Rainbow, and it was booked by government head of department. That is taxpayer money. We had lodges closed, very close the trade fair. Normally, when you go to those lodges, like yesterday, you want to book the store, it's full. But I managed yesterday to help other customers from outside Bulawayo to get a room easily from a lodge, which shows that the rate of occupancy is very low. What we can say, there were very few people who attended that thing. I don't know, maybe some hotels that did not check, but those that fall in my ward, in Ward 1, there was no business, except for the Rainbow. As you know, that's where these big guys do their booking.
Yeah, Mr. Chitambara, what does that mean, you know, at the end of the day? If the bookings are low and we have low activity, normally business is conducted behind the scenes. So is it a true reflection of what business was conducted behind the scenes?
Yeah, I definitely, I think so. I think it's a true reflection of how things have really gone. And as I said earlier, I think it's not really looking good, even in terms of the one factor that was supposed to suggest probably an improvement was the tourism, especially the hospitality within Bulawayo, but I don't think that has been the case. So I think it's really a worrying trend, yeah. I think our economy is really in dire straits. And until and unless we can actually get probably a massive inflow of investment to Israel invest in infrastructure, issues of energy, issues of our road network, and so forth and so on, those are the issues that will create the right environment for businesses or for investors actually to do business in Zimbabwe. And unless and until we do with those issues, I think it's going to be very difficult, and we are going to probably remain in the doldrums.
Thank you, Mr. Chitambara, and Mr. Ngube. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, the country's premier annual showcase for business. Gibbs, we also normally encourage our listeners and now viewers on our radio to TV program to take advantage of WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter. You can also send us an email, studio7@voanews.com. We have several messages on WhatsApp. Let's start with Freddy. Freddy says, the fact that we have big countries like China and the USA exhibiting is good news for us because we have been isolated for too long. It is time to build bridges with the West. Then we have Ndawe, who says, the event has lost glory. It's taking place in Bulawayo, a city known to be an industrial hub, but now deserted, and now this center for unemployment. The city will be much deserted after the event. Then we have Reverend Juarara, who says, yes, the international event is a good event, though conducted and led by these self-aggrandizing leaders. Then we have Knowledge Tengwende from Chinoy, who says, this should be an event where Zimbabwean small companies market themselves to the global world, therefore attracting potential investors in the country and automatically boosting foreign direct investment. But unfortunately, it won't be as that rosy because of the current indigenization laws, which are not investor-friendly. Gibbs.
Yeah, let's take a short break. We are just coming back very shortly.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington. If you are in South Africa, listen to Studio 7 through the following number, 010-591-6465.
If you are in America or Canada, you can tune in to our phone number, 712-432-5882. Once again, 712-432-5882.
If you are in Britain, call 033-00-10334. Once again, 033-00-10334.
Gibbs, would you have?
We've got Mr. Mufotsi. Mr. Mufotsi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I would like to... to give a contrary view to basically some of the points raised.
Yes.
I think that I listened very carefully to the president's speech. Uh-huh. I think that it was quite positive. Uh-huh. Like he actually made it clear that he is welcoming the world to Zimbabwe, uh-huh. And he will try to make...
Now, Mr. Mfotsi, can you hold on there? Can you hold on?
We'll come back to you after a very, very short break. But now we want to inform our radio listeners. We are continuing with this program. So if you are using the radio, just go to www.voazimbabwe.com on the internet and press on...
The Voice of...